Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, and maybe it's the afternoon, or it could be also in the middle of the night. But I just want to welcome you to Dove Ministries of Love, and I'm so glad that you've tuned in today. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to people all over the world. We have 22 nations listening now, and I'm just so grateful to God that He saw fit to choose me to have this little Blog Talk Radio program. And, you know, I think about who would have known 10 or 15 years ago that we would even have this type of avenue to be able to release the word of the Lord and to prophesy or to just speak what the Lord is saying. And I'm so grateful, so thankful that you've joined me today. And today is going to be a shorter program again, just 30 minutes. And so I'm not going to take too long with announcements and stuff, but I do want to say a couple of things because you need to know. And I just appreciate your support, all of those who support this ministry financially. You sow through PayPal, and I've never taken up an offering before, but God moves on your hearts, and I'm just humbled by that. And so I want to thank you for that, and your harvest is the same as mine. You know, actually, your harvest is people all over the world that you don't even know. That's what happens when we partner with each other in the ministry like this. And so praise God for that. And just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I have an announcement to make. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this, maybe not. I don't know, but I'm really excited. In October, the first week in October, I will be going and taping 14 shows for my new program on Sid Roth's It's Supernatural Network. Yay! I'm just thrilled. I'm humbled, and I've been waiting and just honored that Sid would ask me to have a show on his network. And so y'all keep me in your prayers. That's a lot of taping, a lot of work in 2 days, but you know what, God is faithful and it's the time. So so again, I just want to thank you for your support. And you know, God just keeps on expanding this little ministry. And you know, I was thinking about this morning when I was posting on Facebook today, I think, you know, Lord, I don't even have like a fancy, you know, thing to post for this Blog Talk Radio program. It's just me typing stuff up and putting my little hearts on it, Dove Ministries of Love. And you know, it's just something that there's always been this simplicity there in the gospel that I've walked in. And I'm just grateful that, you know, God's glory draws people. It's like a magnet and draws people. And so I'm just grateful for the opportunity once again to be ministering to you today, wherever you are listening from. And so anytime you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area here right now, be sure and call. We're going to start meeting back in the building again. We're getting some things fixed and taking care of some construction work. And And so we'll be back in the building really, really soon. And then I'll be having one of my prophetic healing gatherings. And it seems like it just keeps getting pushed back, but hopefully in October. So I will be giving you some updates on that. So, okay, well, let's jump in here and dive in here this morning and or wherever you're listening to in here. You know, every month for these last several months and every week, it's just, you know, it's been oppressed, and we've been fighting the good fight of faith, and we have to keep on choosing whom we are going to serve. And it's unfortunate that we have been finding out that some people are not who they say they are. And it's not that we focus on that and judge on that, but God is protecting you. God is protecting us as the body of Christ. He's positioning us to be in a place where we're definitely in covenant relationship. And it's unfortunate that there's been a lot of covenant breakers in the days past, but I'm telling you, people's true colors are being revealed right now. And all of the negativity, all of the just people getting so highly offended at you talking about President Trump or posting anything about voting for President Trump. And it's, you know, it's really sad, the deception and the blinding of the eyes that the enemy has put upon believers. And we know that anything that is not in alignment with the Word of God is not faith. And anything that's not a faith is fear. And so we're going to either walk and have faith in faith, which is the Spirit of God, or we're going to have faith in fear that's going to open up the door up to demonic activity. And it's going to open the door up for us to even become, you know, in a place of sinning. And, you know, when I look at there's been, okay, I'm trying to think how to say this in the right way, because I want to be very cautious and very gracious with my words, because I know they carry a lot of weight in the realm of the spirit. And you and I both know, we know that there's the power of life and death in our tongue. And so we have to be careful what we say. But you cannot come into agreement with something that is not in alignment with the Word of God. Really an eye-opening moment in the body of Christ. And it all comes back to, and it all falls back upon where we stand in our relationship with God. We cannot be in agreement with what is contrary to the Word of God. I want to read a Psalm out of the Word of God to you. And there's not very many scriptures in this psalm, but I want you to listen to the words of this psalm. And I'm not telling you purposely where it's at right now, because I'm reading it out of a different translation. I'm reading it out of Amplified. And sometimes if you're reading long in King James or NIV or MEV or whatever, it can throw you off if it's not the same words. So listen what it says. David wrote this. It says, "Keep and protect me, O God, for in you I have found refuge." You know, I could stop right there and just preach on that right there. He said, "And in you do I put my trust and hide myself." It's like, yes, even though we are coming out right now in this season and time, and we're using our voice, you know, your vote is your voice. Many of us are speaking up, and we are saying things that we've never said before. We're standing up to the fight that is going on. But there comes that moment in that time where we have to keep pursuing the secret place. You know, we have to keep on going into the secret place and finding our refuge, finding that place in Him where we're refreshed and renewed and restored and rejuvenated and reminded of his goodness, reminded of his presence, so that we can keep releasing his presence here in the earth, because there's so much that is being felt right now. The depression, I have people writing me constantly, and I never know when they're going to show one of the programs that I've done with Sid in these last probably 20 months, but almost the last couple of years, a year and a half, but they just, I guess, show them randomly. And then next thing I know, I have people writing me, and they're suicidal, and they're so depressed because of what's going on in their part of the world, too, not just here in the United States of America, but in all different countries. We're just in a moment in which, prophecy has been unveiled. Prophecy is being revealed. And, it's my heart to see how many people are in this place and hurting. And we need to understand that we can find refuge in Christ. That's what David was saying. He was saying, keep and protect me, O God, for in you I have found refuge. I have found shelter. He says, I've found shelter or protection from danger and difficulty. See, the enemy doesn't want you. He doesn't want you resting in the Lord. He wants you all nervous and all upset and agitated and just, freaking out in your mind about what's going on in the world and not having any kind of peace. And then David said, in you do I put my trust and hide myself. So regardless of what's going on in the world, we've got to keep trusting God, putting our trust in him. And then it goes on to say, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good beside or beyond you. So what he was saying, everything good that I have is in you. You are the good in my life. You are the good that has been extended to me. And then he says, as for the godly, and the godly, who is the godly? The godly are the saints. Amen. He says, and for the godly, the saints who are in the land, they are excellent and the noble and the glorious, in whom is all my delight. And so we are of a excellent spirit, if you will. God has graced us and he has anointed us with that blessing of being recognized as people that have a excellent spirit. Because why? Because God is of an excellent spirit. And then it says, as for the godly, who are the saints who are in the land, they are excellent and noble, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Listen to this. Who choose another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, to take their names upon my lips. Okay, so what he is saying is, if you and I, who are known as the godly in the land, because we are believers and we're standing in that place of agreement so that godliness can be manifested in this nation once again, because we are that godly nation. Okay, now watch this. What he is saying is that if we don't stand in agreement, okay, see, I've already lost some people right now because I'm saying this. You know what? That is fine. But man, you got to hear the truth. You got to hear the truth. And everything is not, the problem is there's been too much sugarcoating in the church. There's been too many things that have been spoken that have not been in alignment with the word of God. And now we're here in this situation that we've been in for half a year now, and people are troubled. Again, people are frustrated. People are depressed. People are suicidal. and people are fearful, and people are, the anxiety has just gone up, dealing with, you know, so many things. And we've got to understand that now we have to practice the Word of God. What have you been taught? And hopefully you've been taught the Word of God that you can walk in and that you can stand in. And there are many who are choosing another God right now. And the Bible says their sorrows are going to be multiplied. And he says their drink offerings of blood will I not offer or take their name upon my lips. That's pretty serious business. And then it says, the Lord is my chosen and assigned portion, my cup. You hold and maintain my lot. The Lord is my chosen. He is my assigned portion. The Lord, he is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. And he says, the lines have fallen for me in places. Yes, I have a good heritage, or I have a godly heritage. As believers, right now, our inheritance, God wants to manifest and release our inheritance as saints of the Most High God, as the godly in the nation. I mean, what greater moment in our lives, in the history of our lives, in the history of the church, of the body of Christ, when darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness covering people, what greater moment for God to shine the light of his glory on us? Because he said to arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise, change position. Change the way you've been thinking. And that only comes through repentance. Repentance is not saying, God, you know, will you forgive me? Forgiveness and repentance are two different things. If you ask God to forgive, then you have to choose to repent so that your mind can change. Repentance is a gift from God, because our mind can be totally changed and renewed by the Word of God, so that our perspective is different. So when our mind has been renewed and our mind has changed, then we start thinking differently. And when we start thinking differently, we start acting differently. And when we start acting differently, we start doing things differently that is in alignment with the Word of God, and we position ourselves for the inheritance of Christ to be manifested to us. And so in this Psalms, we want to stay as the godly in the land, walking in a spirit of excellence and being the noble and the glorious, and God delights in that. We don't want our sorrows to be multiplied because we're choosing another God. And I've seen that with some in the body of Christ right now, because they're choosing the wrong God. They're choosing the wrong thing. And sorrows are being multiplied. Listen, if that's you listening today, there is an anointing right now to destroy that yoke around your neck right now, and to lift that burden off of you, and to bring you into a land and a place of where the promises of God are being manifested, where your inheritance is being given to you. Hallelujah. And then he says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. So bless the Lord. He's giving you counsel even today, right now, in this very short period of time that we have. There is instructions that are being released for you. There is counsel. He says, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. You are in a night season right now. As a nation, we are in a night season right now. But the Lord instructs us, and whatever he says, do it. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, do it. And don't think about the consequences. Because if you do, you will talk yourself out of doing what God has called you to do. You know, all of this, like, you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of salvation unto those who believe. You know, and we've said, Lord, I'm not ashamed. I'm going to speak. I'm going to say this. I don't care if someone gets offended, because that's not my heart. Da, 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 da. Well, now's the time. Now's your time. Now's your moment. You know, I spoke something. I spoke up and I said something because the Holy Spirit quickened me to do it. And next thing I know, I got kicked out of a prophetic forum. You know, it was a prophetic forum. It was a forum for prophets. It's like, look, not everybody that says they're a prophet is a prophet. Not everybody that says they're apostle is apostle. And we're finding out true apostles and prophets, because the church, the Bible says that the church is going to be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. What is the testimony of Jesus Christ? It's the spirit of prophecy. And so the false and the flake, just like in our government, the false and the flaky and the fake and the that which has not been in alignment with the word of God is being revealed. There's so much that's being exposed in the natural realm. Well, it's being exposed in the spiritual realm as well. You know, when the Lord spoke to me in December of 2018, going into 2019 and then stepping into a new decade, and I walked outside one day, it was in the middle of December, and there was a rose that had bloomed on one of my rose bushes. I have four little rose bushes. They're just Holy Ghost rose bushes. Excuse me, I have five. And there's no leaves except for maybe a few leaves here and there on my rose bushes. But, you know, they were just basically dead. And then I walk out there one day, and there's a bud that opens up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen this before. I've never seen a rose bloom in the cold, because it wasn't, you know, warm here anymore. It was cold. It's like, I've never seen this happen. And immediately the Holy Spirit quickened me. And he said, Diane, he said, as you step into 2019 and going into the new decade, he said, you're going to see things that you've never seen before, and you're going to hear things that you've never heard before. And I'm going to reveal things. I'm going to expose things. Good and bad. And wow, I never knew that what that truly entailed. And last year, things started happening, and God started revealing things to me. I started hearing things that I'd never heard. I started seeing things that I'd never seen before. And it just began to increase. And then here we are, and we've stepped into this year of 2020, and so much, and we don't know what to believe. People are like, well, you know, did you watch this? Did you watch that? Did you check that with snows? Did you check that with fast, whatever it is, you know, to make sure that it's true? And that's why I've said, you know, we can't read everything that everybody sends us and emails us and messages us, and we can't watch every video clip. You have to be led by the Spirit, and I've been teaching this for years. Too many people always talk about the Lord as Savior. He's Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Lord, and he's our Savior. But not many have gotten into that place of knowing him as Master. He's the Master of the sea. He's the Master of our lives. And I just pray. I'm grateful that the Lord's given me the grace to preach all these years about the Master. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. And I just pray that what has been taught and what has been said is being put into action right now. We've got to know him as Master. Hurry here. We're getting down to the wire here. It says, I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Praise God. We set him. the Lord. I have set the Lord always before me. He's always before me. He's always in my thoughts. He's always in my heart. I'm always thinking about him continually. He's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Too many have been moved by everything that has been going on. Too many have been moved by, unfortunately, by the COVID, by the coronavirus, the rioting, the protesting, and we could just go down the list. But he says, but I am not moved. We are part of the kingdom that cannot be moved or shaken. And then he says, therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory, which is my inner self, rejoices. My body too shall rest and confidently dwell in safety. I love that. My heart is glad. I'm happy. My glory rejoices. Who I am in him, my inner man, my inner self. But my flesh is going to rest in hope, dwell in safety. They who abide under the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah, we're resting in him, even in the midst of chaos. For you shall not abandon me. I love that. For you will not leave my soul in hell. He says, neither will you suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Right now, in the midst of all of this, right now we can rest in him, make him our lot, make him our portion. We can stand in the place of not being moved by what is going on. And he's instructing us. He's given us counsel, and our heart is instructing us in the night seasons because we're following his instructions. I'm sorry, we're following his commands, what he is speaking to us to do, and we've set the Lord continually before us. I am consumed by him. My thoughts are consumed, and you're keeping your mind is stayed upon him. And he said, when your mind is stayed upon him, he's going to keep you in peace. And that peace of God that passes all understanding. And when you dwell and you manifest the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy. So you can't have that righteousness, walking in the righteousness of God, walking in the word, walking as Jesus walked. Okay, then that peace comes. And you know what? Out of that peace comes patience. Out of the peace comes patience. You can have no patience to endure anything without peace. Patience is a byproduct of peace. And then when you have that patience, when you're living in that peace and you have that patience, then the joy begins to manifest. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. We've got to release the kingdom of God. We've got to release his kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. And so, some joy. You can be in the presence of God and not even be aware and have an encounter that joy because you're not aware of his presence. What's happening around you and what you've heard and what's going on is more powerful to you and is more prevalent to you than his presence. Man, we've got to see the joy of the Lord come back into the body of Christ because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, this is all I can share today because we've come to the end, and I will take one call, and I'm sorry, that's all I can take because we are at the end of our time, but I just want to encourage you that you know, I didn't even get to really step into this and touch on this, but there's so much enmity that is being manifested right now. And, you know, the Bible talks about enmity between your soul and your spirit. Your spirit and soul are in enmity with each other. And so in the Bible, that word enmity means either overt or concealed. And so the word overt means that it is done or shown openly, plainly, or readily apparent. It's not secret or hidden. There's been a lot of overt actions that have been manifested since this year, and even in the fall of last year. Okay, and then the word concealed, it means, so remember, enmity is overt or concealed. So concealed means kept secret, hidden. It means to cover or keep from sight, to prevent or to avoid disclosing or divulging. And so we've seen a lot of enmity going on in the world today. But guess what is going on in the body of Christ? Because we've got brethren that are in sorts or out of sorts with each other because of what's going on. And how grieving is that to our Heavenly Father? And so this enmity that is going on in the world, it's going to keep on the hatred that is being seen and shown. But man, we've got to not only pray for ourselves and our families, but pray for others and cry out for the mercy of God to come upon those who are operating openly in enmity. They're manifesting the enmity. And, you know, I wrote out a prayer on Facebook. I guess it's been a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, but it's been within the last month. And praying for our enemies and praying for those who have been out of alignment. And kind of an interesting thing, hardly, not many people, man, I put a prophetic word on there and everybody likes it. What is wrong with the people known as the body of Christ? That our hearts are not broken and our hearts are not ripped and torn for those who are in enmity, those who are, you know, manifesting the wrong thing for right now. Jesus died for everyone. And this just gets to be a really touchy subject for me because I've always been for the underdog, because I was an underdog myself. And only God can turn the hearts of those who have done wrong. And believers right now who are trashing Trump and you know, trashing everything that he does and, you know, and just saying all the things that are being said. We've got to pray and cry out, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us. You know, when you think about those who are very few and far in between, who's standing and crying out for mercy for our nation and those who are not in alignment with the word and the will of God. And so just think about that. God, we're just going to keep on hearing this and people are going to be like, oh my gosh, we're going to hear this again. Yes, we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to pray. We've got to seek God's face. We've got to turn from our wicked ways. And then God is going to hear from heaven. He's going to heal our land. And things are going to be turned around. And so, you know, the Lord spoke quite some time ago that he is going to change. He spoke this to me. He said, because he said he's going to use me in this to change the face of the church. And to change the face of Christian TV and other things. But the face of the USA, the face of Christianity. You know, what's happened to the holy fear of God, to the reverencing God and walking in the fear of the Lord, where no, we're not going to listen to that. We're not going to put up with that. We're not going to allow that to come into our ear gates. Man, we've got to get back to holiness and righteousness, because it's what he demands from us. Amen. Well, I'm going to pray for one person really, really quick, because we are totally at the end of the program. And so here we go. Area code 917, you're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, my name is Brother Andrew. God bless you. I enjoyed the word today. Amen. And it was a blessing to my soul.
Thank
and
you.
I disagree with you in prayer. And I just thank God for this opportunity to come on the airwaves. And I would just like prayer.
Okay. And anything, is there something specific?
Have a way the Lord will lead you. I just need to hear from the Lord.
Okay. Well, Father, we just thank you for your son. Father, thank you that you have raised him up for such a time as this. And Father, thank you for all the doors that you have closed in this season, in this past season. And Father, thank you that in the midst of this time, as you have closed a door, Father, thank you that there are new doors that you are opening up. There are new places, Father, that you are making and have made readily for your son to step into, so that he can fulfill the call on his life. Father, thank you for authority in the realm of the spirit. Father, thank you for an increase in authority. And Father, I thank you through your son's obedience that rewards are being manifested, that you're releasing, Father, unto your son, you're releasing new realms of the spirit, new dimensions of the spirit, where your son can see clearer than what he has seen in the days past. Father, I thank you for the clarity, but Father, thank you for the greater clarity that you are giving him. It's like I see you with, it's like you had a pair of glasses on, and an angel took these glasses off of you and put other glasses on you, but their glasses, it was very specific, they were bifocal glasses. And so it's not that, I'm trying to think how to say this, there's an increase for you to see. It's like you have seen, but it's he's making an adjustment, and things are going to be much bigger than what they have been. And I hope I'm saying this in the right way. It's just that there's things that the Lord's speaking to you. Sometimes you're not sure if it's him or not, but they're going to be, it's like he's going to make them big before you, so that you know, it's like it's just a greater clarity. It's almost like the things of the spirit that the Lord is giving you, they're being magnified. That's how I can say it. They're being magnified in your life for this time in this period. So, Father, thank you for 2020 vision. Father, thank you that your son hears you. Father, that he has clarity. Father, for the specific assignment that you have for him. Father, thank you for the specific places and the designated time in which he will step upon that place and in that land, wherever that might be, Father, that he would be that vessel of honor that has been sanctified, that has been made useful for your divine purpose. And so, Father God, thank you for this time, for this moment, Father, because you have raised your son up for such a time as this. And Father, thank you for the wisdom, not just the knowledge, but the wisdom and the revelation. The knowledge, the wisdom, and the revelation for just the increase Father, of those gifts operating and manifesting in his life. And so, Father, I just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Well, thank you, Prophet Andrew, for calling in today. And if you can, call us back with some praise reports.
Definitely is going to do it.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? It went out.
I'm definitely going to do it. And I just want to give you one praise report. God is still working on my goddaughter, so I thank God for that. If you could just pray for her, I appreciate it.
You know
that.
What? The Lord put, I don't know how I knew that, but I didn't speak it out verbally, but I thought about, I don't know why, it just, that thought came in. This is the man who's standing in the gap for his granddaughter. And so,
God,
yes, God is
yes,
at work.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank
yes.
you so much for calling in. And
okay,
I've got to go.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Praise God. Okay. We're going to have to go. Let me pray for you, Father. I pray for every person listening today. Lord God, thank you for moving in their hearts, for moving in their lives. Father, thank you for revealing things to them. Lord God, for showing them the things that you want them to know right now in this season. You're even removing obstacles and hindrances out of their way, even today. Father, so that they can walk down the pathway of righteousness that you have purposed for them. Father, I know that those that are listening today, Father, I know that their trust is in you. Father, I know that their faith is in you, that their faith, that they have faith in you, Lord God, and you're teaching them, you're showing them, you're revealing to them, and they're turning around, Father, they're turning totally around, Father, so that they can be exactly where you want them to be, to do exactly what you've called them to do. Father, I thank you that that as you reveal to them the places of enmity between their soul and spirit, that they're dealing with it. They're dealing with it and praying for those in their family where they're seeing this, but Father, in this nation. Father, we humble ourselves before you today and pray, and Father, we keep seeking your face, and we keep turning from our wicked ways, turning from the doubt, the unbelief, and the fear, but putting our trust in you, Lord God, because you are moving at an accelerated rate that we have not even been in, because we know that we are living in the end days. But Father, we will not be moved, because we know that we are a part of the kingdom that shall not be shaken or moved. And so, Father, thank you for what you are doing. Father, thank you that you're raising up believers in this hour that are rising up. They're coming up out of the mud. They're coming up out of the miry clay. They're coming up out of all the negativity, and they're rising up and standing beside the line of Judah. And Father, thank you that we will move forward in this season like never before. Father, thank you that you are dealing with us, that you've had so much mercy, and you're dealing with our hearts. You're giving us that opportunity to come up and to rise up to a higher place with you, Father, where our perspective is just as yours is. Father, help each and every person to see and to know that they are seated in heavenly places with you. Now, Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody says amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. I love you. Join me again next week, September the 16th. And it will be an hour program, and I'll be able to take more prayer requests. Those of you that have any prayer requests, if you're on Facebook, you can hit me up on Messenger. You can call the ministry line, 469-370-1590. If there's not an answer, please leave just a text, leave a message, and that'll be great. And so I love each and every one of you. Live a life of thanksgiving and prayer, and keep moving in the glory of God. Okay, until next week, I love you. Bye-bye.